page from the Edwards Notebook, another look at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. To sum it up in one word, spectacular. Almost every major auto producer is rolling out magnificent dream machines being showcased in a spruced-up and expanded convention center that has received positive feedback from media journalists from around the world. Amongst the many standouts at this year's North American International Auto Show are the Chevy Silverado, which was honored as the 2014 Truck of the Year. With one look at the Corvette Stingray, you will instantly understand why it received the Car of the Year award. The makers of Cadillac have finally shown they have imagination with the creation of the El Mirage concept vehicle. Personally, I hope that one will be manufactured in the not-too-distant future. The giant Ford display is highlighted with both the beautiful 2015 Mustang, which should be in dealership showrooms by this autumn, and the popular F-150 Super Truck. In addition, you'll probably get a kick viewing the Ford assembly line. In fact, despite the general economic doldrums America is experiencing, one of the economic bright spots is the U.S. auto industry. Ford Motor Company's Bill Ford agrees.
It's been a great year. It's been a great year, and I couldn't be happier with how everything's going.
This year's North American International Auto Show also features beautiful concept vehicles from Toyota, Chrysler, Infiniti, and Volkswagen. Once you check out the new BMWs, Mercedes, and Lincolns, you will quickly notice the difficulty in just picking your favorite dream machine. One of my favorite highlights of Auto Show Press Week this year was getting to see the automotive design creations by Lawrence Tech students, whose designs rival anything brought forth by professionals already in the business. Congratulations to Ahmed Galmouche, who took top honors for his design, and he hopes to see his designs in your driveway.
You know, that's the goal. It's trying to get into industry. That's the one thing that I'm trying to work on, and hopefully I get to that point.
From what I've seen of this year's North American International Auto Show, the auto industry will have many good days in the future, especially once the United States economy is reinvigorated. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and theronedwards.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Rolling into the second hour on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I'm making out a note to myself. Note to self. Don't pour hot coffee in your lap when the music is rolling. Never a good idea. I'm confused right now. Very confused. There's an article out called The Story Behind the Nation's Falling Body Count, and it confuses me because of where it's at. Because it's at the Huffington Post. Now, one thing to point out, even though the big cities do lead in gun crime, and they do have these micro areas that are heavily run by Democrats that vote heavily in for the Democratic Party, there's a new thing that's happening in them in some cases. Now, for example, Chicago, they did not have as many killings in Chicago this past year as they did the year before. They were down 18%. And this is, you know, while they're out there saying, "Wow, our murders are down. They only peaked. They just went over 400." That's their lowest level since 1965, which tells you how violent Chicago has been. New Orleans is down almost 20% to the lowest level since 1971. Baton Rouge down 20%. Philadelphia down a quarter to the lowest level since 1967. New York down 20% to an absolute historical record low. Oakland down 29%, the single largest reduction in 40 years. Stockton down 55%, the single largest reduction ever. And they are all using the same basic method to stop the killing. They're going after the killers. Now, violent crime has been on the decline across the U.S. for quite some time. In the areas other than in the big cities, it has taken care of itself, because in the areas other than the big cities, you have politicians that have gotten on board with people carrying guns. They shouldn't have to get on board with people carrying guns. But they did, and crime has been going down. Now, the reason it confuses me because of where it's at is because the writer, he keeps jumping on, he's like a tennis ball. He keeps jumping on opposite sides of the net. He points out it's nothing less than a national shame that communities across America, especially poor black communities, live with unconscionable levels of violence, incarceration, and tensions with the police. For much of the time, the national homicide rate has been going down. The gun homicide rate for younger black men has been going up. And that's true. Now, in the case of, say, Chicago, Chicago can lay a lot of their violence on the ATF and the DEA, for example, because they made that deal with the Sinaloas, and the point of dispersal for the Sinaloas drugs is Chicago. So even though their crime was down, even though their violence was down, their deaths were down last year, that's still in play. That's still happening. Traditional law enforcement, which is, you know, the occasional car and responding to the calls and everything, doesn't work in these areas. It's not going to work in these areas. But one thing that is happening, where violence has been dominant and is beginning to decline, is that in some cases, police are narrowly and strategically, they're working to not arrest and incarcerate, and they're trying to engage the communities in ways they can embrace as fair and then help them reset their own public safety standards. They have to do this because of how one-sided it has been, because of how Jim Crow it has been, how racist it has been. And like I said, once again, this has all happened in these Democrat enclaves of power. In the meantime, though, at least they're taking another approach to something, to this issue. Now, one of the things that they're actually paying attention to, which has been out there for a long time, if they've been paying attention earlier on, well, maybe these great stats would have happened earlier on. They're looking at a growing body of criminological evidence that shows that serious violence is concentrated among remarkably small numbers of hot people and places. Now, this next statement that comes from this article, that comes from the Huffington Post, is incredible, simply because of where it's at. Okay? We now know that homicide and gun violence are overwhelmingly concentrated among serious offenders operating in groups, gangs, drug crews, and the like, representing under half of 1% of a city's population, and they commit half to three-quarters of all murders. Now, I talked about that the other day. The source it came from, well, you know, that'd be a source friendly to our cause. This is coming out of the Huffington Post. This is them acknowledging this. This is like, this is like when Darth Vader decided to kill the Emperor. When the evil turns to good overnight. In the blink of an eye. Dragged by those father pulls of love. They also found out that there's some reliable predictors of risk. No kidding. Individuals who have a history of violence or a close connection with prior victims are far more likely to be involved in violence themselves. Read that to be gang members. Hot groups and people are so hot that when their offending is statistically abstracted, their neighborhoods cease to be dangerous. If they're taken out of the equation, well, it's just small town USA. Their communities where they live are not dangerous. They are dangerous. Another thing that is acknowledged here, which is just as, you know, just as, what? What'd you say? Not because of what they're saying. Some of this is empirical data. This has been known. John Lott's been writing about it since the early 2000s. Gary Kleck since the 1990s. Found out hot places are likewise very few and account for a startling proportion of communities' crime. Research on hotspots shows violence to be concentrated in micro places rather than in dangerous neighborhoods, as the popular idea goes. Blocks and corners and buildings representing just 5 or 6% of an entire city will drive half of its serious crime. Now, I don't know. Did this slip past the Huffington Post editors? I don't know. Is this, I don't know. I don't read it enough to know who the players are at Huffington Post, because it's a rag. And it's not only a rag, it's a sellout rag, because Ariane Huffington sold it to, what, AOL or something like that? Pocketed the money, doesn't pay anybody that writes for her. Typical liberal. But they're finding out what we've been telling them for a long time. Is this a catharsis? I don't know. Time will tell. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I was talking about this confusing thing coming from Huffington Post where they actually embrace some of the stuff that I talk about that's out there. It's all over the place. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. It seems like they just found it out, so they had to write about it. But they actually did some really good deconstruction, and I think it merits being noticed what the police are doing in some points. For example, and I don't know when this began. I mean, Chicago and Illinois got beat up all last year over the Second Amendment, so maybe this is when you know, because we're talking about in Chicago, that's run by Gary McCarthy, whatever he goes by. But This is what they did. This is what they did. So let's give them credit where credit is due. Last year, while cutting homicide, they made 7,000 fewer arrests. Now, what does that mean? That means that regular guys walking around that unwittingly broke the law because they had a gun in their pocket, or because they had a gun that was wrong caliber, or because they had a gun and they didn't have their paperwork with them, they didn't get arrested as much. In Los Angeles, homicide is down to 255 citywide because of targeted policing. Similar hot people interventions are being consistently effective. In New York, this was largely due to the fact that stop and frisk was put away. The NYPD launched something called Operation Crew Cut, aimed at street crews and their dynamics. Read that to mean, well, we can't stop everybody that's black or Hispanic or whatever, and now we actually have to go looking for guys that we know commit crimes. They closely monitor the crews, focusing enforcement on the most violent, and intervening when violence is imminent appears to have cut youth homicide in the city of New York by half, while resulting in only 400 or so arrests. At the same time, that at year's end, the city's controversial street stops, the stop and frisk, were down 80%, which is largely because they stopped doing it. They were forced to stop doing it. The NYPD Juvenile Robbery Intervention Program, or JRIP, they operated under similar lines, and they've cut robbery, recidivism, equally dramatically. A gun offender call-in initiative pioneered in Chicago over 10 years ago. That has been replicated in 5 sites across New York State and expanded to juveniles in New York City. In High Point, North Carolina, they have even extended the approach to the most dangerous domestic violence offenders with very promising early returns. That means, you know, that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing at all. If you have violent people out there hurting people, what they're basically doing is they're actually targeting them instead of saying, well, we can't do anything until he's done something. Now they're looking at him saying, he has done so much in the past, he's just not going to change. We better look at him. This approach can mend some fences. But while all of this is going on, and all of this is great, we still have going on in the United States, of course, the militarization of the police departments, the no-knock warrants. I mean, the other day they did one, and the guy who wasn't supposed to have guns in the first place, okay, let's get that out there, but they do a no-knock warrant for him. They come in all dressed in black. They have nothing on the front of them saying police, which I would have that in flashing neon on my chest. This guy, thinking he was being busted in on because he was a criminal, and sometimes they jack each other, shot and killed a police officer. How is anybody supposed to know when that happens what is and is not self-defense? How? It's just not doable. So this is a good trend that we're enjoying across the country, and we should enjoy it. But at the same time, I got a lot of flack for this one time. I was emceeing at some event at the in Columbia, South Carolina, in front of the State House. And this was in the Tea Party heyday. And we had all of the Tea Party darlings there. And thankfully, I was wrong in the instance of some of these guys that were there. But I said it, and I said it out loud, because I've always thought this. You can send somebody to Washington, and, you know, he may be just so show so much promise and be so conservative and everything else, And then once they get there, if they allow themselves to get involved in the Washington scene, if they become beltway politicians, they change. They remember what it took to get elected, and they come back and talk the talk. But when they're in Washington, supposedly walking the walk, well, they're walking their own way. They stop representing it. And I pointed that out. And, oh, if looks could kill, because I was pointing out about the Tea Party darlings, they bear watching. These police departments that are doing good things for their communities bear watching. I'm glad they're doing what they're doing. They need to get rid of the MRAPs. They don't need fully automatic weapons. They don't need to go paramilitary on us because they're civilians. No matter what anybody thinks, they are. Because we all are. The military, being a police officer is a job. It's not a classification. No matter what they may think. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry there. Sorry. Oh, golly. But one thing that's missing out of this article is where the community was involved in getting this to happen in the first place. I would love to know if that was actually part and parcel of how this happened. If it wasn't, then it should have been. But wherever you live, if you live in a big city and you want to meet with the chief of police, you may not be able to get an appointment with the chief of police. So what you're going to have to get cagey, right? Maybe you know a guy that owns a car dealership, okay? Or maybe you know one of the politicians. Or maybe you know somebody that he knows or plays golf with him or something. And you've got to make that approach networking. And you've got to get with these sheriffs and these police chiefs. You've got to sit down with them and talk to them. Take them away from the faceless, nameless, just representations of a badge and put a human side to you and find out the human side of them. And make your case. Make your case. If enough people did that, okay, because at the end of the day, sheriffs understand this. I don't know so much about police chiefs. But being a police chief is very precipitous. I mean, it's... You're constantly at the mercy of whatever city council you're under. The only one that can speak his mind right now is the police chief of Detroit, and they can't fire him because they're in receivership. The rest of them can't. So they either have to parrot the party line, or they are picked because they are with the party line. But even they have to listen to you. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
coming from Blue Force Gear. The same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers at republicbroadcasting.org.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low-visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I love technology. I do. I love how it advances. In the very bad and evil gun culture, occasionally we see advances in that technology. In 1836, that's when we saw the first revolving handgun coming from Samuel Colt. And it was adopted. You know, the Texas Rangers used them to defeat Comanches on the Texas frontier. That design was picked up by Smith & Wesson and other makers. Supposedly the gun that won the West. But also regular people carried these guns, men and women on the road or at home. In 1911, introduced on the world from another designer, from John Browning, came the 45 ACP 1911 pattern pistol, which is still prevalent today. It is iconic. That gun was invented with the U.S. military in mind and became the standard issue pistol for the U.S. Armed Forces in 1911. But a lot of regular Americans also bought and used all those guns for self-defense and for fun. So for those of us in the gun world, that enjoy guns, that shoot guns, that carry guns. It's always sort of nice when a new technological advance comes up, makes that thing a little easier to do, or a little more fun. Guns, you know, as guns become more technologically advanced, the ammo becomes more technologically advanced. That's a good thing for women and for the elderly and for, you know, even for stronger people, because in a threat, using it in self-defense, it's going to work, and it's going to work better. In California, they want to turn technology against the good people of California. And they're wanting to do it, and this is the ridiculous part. They want to mandate something that doesn't exist. They want to mandate this will be done. This is coming out of California, like I said. There's a majority of politicians in Sacramento that have found a way to use progress against gun rights. They're mandating that firearm manufacturers use a technology that's unworkable and unproven in order to ban guns. And what they're asking is, from a free market capitalistic standpoint, as far as somebody that's a manufacturer, they're basically asking them to create two versions in order to comply with their legislation. This is the stupid proposition of micro stamping. They use a micro laser to engrave a firearm's make, model, and serial number on the tip of a gun's firing pin so that in theory it will imprint the information on a cartridge primer when the gun is fired. Now, with a semi-automatic firearm, that info would theoretically be discharged in the cartridge case when the gun is fired. If you're not counting shots and you're a bad guy and you shoot six times and pick up five pieces of brass, you might leave evidence there. Of course, it completely does, you know, with a revolver, which are still very, you know, lots of people use them, that's not going to happen. So it only affects one particular type of gun, the semi-automatic. Theoretically, all the crime investigators would have to do is to pick up the casing, run the number, and then nab the owner who'd registered the pistol with that number on its firing pin. Theoretically. Lots of ways to overcome this. If I was a bad guy, what I would do is, you know, most bad guys don't go to a range, but they could go to a range. They could go to a range and pick up a, you know, if they're shooting 9mm, for example. Pick up two or three brass casings of 9mm that somebody else has fired with a micro stamp on it. Then, you know, however many pieces of brass they pick up, make sure they only kill their murder victim with that many rounds. They retrieve their old brass, throw their new brass down. Some cat that was at the gun range, he gets nabbed. They find out he didn't do it. There's a whole lot of presumptions to make to actually take that theory and make it workable. First of all, we have to presume that the criminal is going to get out there and say, micro-stamped gun. Wonder how they shoot. And that's as far as it goes. We have to presume that he would not look at that and say, somebody pull this thing out and take an emery board to it. I don't want them to know who shot who so-and-so. We have to presume it's a semi-automatic gun. That's a couple too many presumptions to make for it to be theoretically feasible. It's also a couple too many presumptions to make and at the same time restrict Californians, law-abiding, regular Californians, their ability to get a certain kind of gun. And it will continue to spread. Every year that something new comes out, that's one less thing that California will be able to buy. Now, theoretically, it could be labeled ingenious, haven't we? You know, with Judge Dredd, you know, they had the, the biological stamp on it. So that's how they sent him off. Theoretically, and of course, turned out to be a false flag, didn't it? Even in the movie. Studies have found, however, that this technology is very unreliable in the best of conditions. There was one done by the National Academy of Science, and it determined that further studies are needed on the durability of micro-stamping marks under various firing conditions and their susceptibility to tampering, as well as their cost impact for manufacturers and consumers. No kidding. No kidding. That's the other thing that they do not, I talked about get rid of it, all right? What about just using it? Eventually, all metal wears down when they hit. That's called breaking it in. Let's go to the phones. Renee in North Carolina. Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, we're going to have to make a decision if we want to unite and win or divide and lose. Our problem is not liberals. It's bipartisan criminals. And actually, we need to find some common ground with some of those people who are, quote, liberals. You know, when you look back, I was reading Pete Seeger, the little singer-songwriter that died recently. I was reading his biography and stuff this morning. And I see, actually, a lot of his activism, which, you know, and hey, he was a communist at one time and anti-war, is actually almost in a line with many of the views of many of the people who were kind of like Ron Paul supporting patriots and stuff now, non-intervention, anti-war and stuff. And, you know, we need to find a way to not alienate and actually align with these people on a common ground against the criminals. There are good liberals out there. I don't know if you've ever heard of that little guy, Cenk Uygur. It's hard to pronounce his name. There are some who agree with us on so many points.
Well, Renee, we need
large numbers.
Okay. Let me explain something to you about Cenk. And this is my litmus test, okay? This is my litmus test for anybody out there who's a commentator, who's a politician, who gets out there and tries to sway an opinion, all right? If I'm in a room with you, I consider you armed, and I'm good with it. Any one of these guys that will get out there. Now, the other day I saw Cenk Uygur. He was talking about how the NRA wants to arm. They want the gun sellers to sell more guns to criminals.
I disagree with him on that.
Well, I disagree with him on that, too. But if you're going to get out there and make that kind of a statement, okay, with nothing to back it up, I don't have to get out there and make an outrageous statement. I've got empirical evidence to back me up. I can package it any way I want to. But if you want to look at a litmus test, and as far as approaching these guys, I agree with you that it would be very nice to find some common ground, all right? But at the same time, there comes a point where there is going to be no common ground. Now, in the cases of the Cenk Uygurs and some of these other guys that are out there, that their common ground, as far as the gun issue is concerned, is for me to continue giving up rights. And we're never going to find common ground on that one. It's never going to happen.
No, and I agree with you on that. I absolutely agree with you and not him on that issue. Okay, absolutely. But the thing is, unless we can find
a country with all
kind of people are willing to immigrate over here.
We're going into break. If you will hold on, we'll talk on the other side. Can you do that for me?
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll be right back with my guest, Renee, from North Carolina. Homegirl, actually. We're in the same region. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training, DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Renee in North Carolina. I hate interrupting people, but I wanted you to hold your thought till after the break, so I didn't have to interrupt your thought. So go.
Well, you know, I hate to admit this, but see, we can use those people. You see, the thing is, if we can find a way to unite these people against criminals in government who continually break the Constitution to get enough numbers to win, in the end, you win. You know why? Because in that Constitution, it says you have the right to bear arms, and you can get them to help you defend the Constitution that ultimately is going to defend your right to keep and bear arms. Catch my point?
I do, but I want to point something out to you, okay? I like that you're aware. I love that you are aware. But in some things, see, I think just from the couple times I've talked to you that deep down inside of you, you are a really good person. And everybody, I, you know, yeah, that's right, Kansas farmer, bald and dangerous. I think most people look at other people through that lens of what they are. I may be wrong about that, but I think that's what I see. And I am willing to engage and even use them to a certain degree, but at some point, and I believe we may be in the middle of that point right now, because, you know, economically we're in a, while everybody's out there and, you know, the Dow Jones is up and the CEOs are making a lot of money and, you know, government is growing crazy, it hasn't made it to Main Street, which is the actual driver of the country. So I think we're in a free fall, which threatens the republic. Now let's look at immigration, for example. They want amnesty. That's what they want. They want to import 30 million more people into the United States, while more people than ever are out of work, and they just drop off when the unemployment numbers go down. That's because people stop looking, and I don't know what happens to them. I don't know where they go or what they do, but. If they want to do that, there's a way to do that. First of all, they have to go back to a capitalist republic-type system, get out of the way of business, and let it grow. And they could do that just with the energy sector, but they're not going to do that. They want to put the horse, you know, the cart's going to pull the horse.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, even Ron Paul worked with socialist, independent socialist Bernie Sanders and Dennis Kucinich on issues they had in common. And you know, everybody, I don't think it's necessary. We get really caught up arguing about which system is the best. See, to me, you can use either capitalism or communism if it's run by criminals to do evil. And everybody, all these people say, oh yeah, we love Smedley Butler. One quote I never hear them repeat is this. Smedley Butler said, he was a gangster for capitalism on three continents. Oh, but we never hear him repeat that. See, because I think he understood that he had done bad in the name of capitalism. Okay, so the thing is, my point is we get caught up in these arguments. But the thing is, and the problem is not capitalism or communism, it's criminals.
Well, yeah, but see, here's the thing. While I admired, and still do to this day, I admired Dr. Paul for some of the stands he took. But getting out there and collaborating with somebody because you have common ground, because you want your bill to get passed, that's a very short-term fix. And it has lent itself to the continuing deterioration of freedom in the United States today.
And see, I have a different issue with the Pauls. Like I say, I feel it appears he was having a grand old time, but sandbagging, okay? And that's why, like I said, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you know, shame on me. And the thing is, so like I said, you know, I will not, because he's not as good and he's already shown some of his stripes, I will not be working for Rand Paul like the way we did for Ron Paul, because, like I said, I'm tired of the apologists that would go, oh, well, they threatened his family. Like that man wasn't smart enough to know that wasn't going to be happening in the first place. He should have made that decision a long time ago. And if he didn't have the guts for it, he shouldn't have taken all the money and the ride, okay, is my opinion. The thing is, you know, to all, so many people gave so much and worked so hard only to see them, you know, put up with all the vote rigging many times. I mean, we were all watching this closely. And so the thing is, that's my biggest issue. And I see, that's why I think we need large numbers. Putting one, we obviously see trying to put one man in office didn't work, not going to work, and they're not enough. There needs to be a massive uprising of the American public, and it's going to take both sides, okay, against criminals to do some serious house cleaning to get any kind of real change.
Well, I agree with you on everything you said, but the reason I do what I do is because that's never going to happen gradually. That's never going to happen gradually. If in my state of South Carolina, just across the border from you, if you and I were to go to the state house And if we put on some cunning disguises and put microphones in the faces of, quote-unquote, the conservative leadership of the General Assembly of South Carolina, started asking them gun questions. And the gun question is a really good one because it's very simple and it's very telling. Whenever I approach a politician that wants to run for office, I always advise them, hey, the first thing out of your mouth when you introduce yourself is, hey, the first thing I need to tell you is that I trust you with a firearm. Because that goes a long way. And somebody that's willing to really genuinely be that way, if you look at them, they're fairly in line with all conservative principles about only spending as much money as you can take in, doing what's best for the country, listening to the Constitution, realizing that that's your fence and that's as far as you can go. When you hear that from them, that's a good litmus test. Can they lie about it? Sure. And that's exactly what they do in my state.
Well, exactly. And that's what they did. That's just, really, you're making my point. They're bipartisan liars, and they'll say whatever it takes to get themselves ahead. And the conservatives and Republicans are just as guilty as the liberal Democrats.
Well, and that's why I say we can't do it gradually. That's beginning very slowly. And as much as I would love to do it gradually, I would really love to see it gradually done. But I don't know how.
Liberals that do believe in the right to bear arms. There's lots of them. But the thing is, they're not in any kind of generally media position to say that. You're only hearing from the ones, and we know who gets let to speak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And same thing on both sides, because I know a lot of them
that feel this way. Well, I'm about to run out of time in the hour, but I'll tell you this. I love the fact that you're aware, and I love the fact that your eyes are wide open. And do you have a gun? Do you own a gun?
What do you think?
Well, I hope you own many of them, and I hope you're a pistolera, and I hope you're faster than me on the
draw. And let me tell you, let's put it this way. Every girl should have an equalizer.
That's it. And see, there you go. See, I was asking you that. Some people don't feel they have the need to. Some people sort of slowly, coalesce that in their head. You're already there. So, I mean, you're exactly where you need to be. But I want you to, as you're going along with that, understand that where we need to be, you may have to be part of taking it. It's not going to be given to us. We're asking these guys. It's too much to ask of them to say, "Oh, will you voluntarily give up some of this power you've seized from us?" That's too much for them. They can't even wrap their heads around that.
Well, like I say, I'm a 62-year-old woman. Okay, so it's like the only time I'd have to be an imminent threat of death and cornered badly. I'm not some trained military person, okay? I don't see me as the person that needs to be on the front end of that.
Renee, you call me anytime.
Okay.
Anytime, and thanks for your call. Stay safe. Let's go into the third hour on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.